Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Good morning and welcome to the program. On Farmer's Guidebook today, we wrap up our look at St. Catherine and the focus crops for the parish. You'll also want to stick around for the proverb of the day. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
Hilda, that has to be one of your better meals, man. Everything is just marvelous.
Thank you, sir.
Cornbread is a little bit tough doing.
It's true, you know, Miss Carla. It's like me never put any baking powder in there.
Hilda, didn't you use the baking powder Mr. Phillips bought?
I bought? Don't tell me you used the snail insecticide powder.
Never buy pesticides in unmarked containers. Always buy them in the original containers, which are labeled. And never store pesticides in the kitchen among food items. You and your family could be poisoned. Always treat pesticides carefully and lock them away from children.
We've got to be careful when using pesticides.
A wide variety of crops are cultivated in St. Catherine, but what you plant is dependent on where in the parish you're located, available markets for the produce, and several other factors. However, Rada Parish Agricultural Manager for St. Catherine, Victor Edwards, says new entrant farmers are being encouraged to go into cassava production. Here's why.
There's a great demand for cassava. What has happened in recent times, in the last couple of years, is that the demand for cassava at times has gone down, and it is based on that that a number of farmers have become frustrated. But there has been a boom and increase in the demand now, with a number of processors coming on board.
Mr. Edwards says there are several benefits to growing cassava.
Cassava is an easy-to-grow crop. There is not a lot of pests that affects it, and the maintenance cost is very low.
Yeah.
It can be planted any time of the year, but you don't want to plant cassava during a drought period. You plant it when you have adequate moisture for the planting material to grow.
Rada Parish Agricultural Manager for St. Catherine, Victor Edwards. St. Catherine cassava farmer Matthias Cummings now shares some basic information about cultivating cassava. He starts by telling us how to prepare for planting.
We cut it like a 1 foot, a foot and a half, and we put it in the hole. Mm-hmm. And then you wait on it, it will catch. Forward, now you know you have to keep it clean for it to mature. After it catch up, we will give it some fertilizer. And it, you know, you will get better yield and it will come earlier.
Mr. Cummings says if the necessary steps are taken in terms of preparation and maintenance, farmers will be reaping their cassava in less than a year.
How long does it usually take?
Well, from 9 months up to a year. You know, we will plant it about 3 feet apart, whether crossway or the tally up and down. We generally stick from stick regularly. Could be 2.5 feet, and then from apart, we would put it 3 feet, like a yard also.
St. Catherine cassava farmer Matthias Cummings. For more information on cultivating cassava, contact your nearest Rada Parish office. And the proverb for this morning is Hot Needle Bun Thread. Translation, a hot needle burns thread. This means that harsh behavior causes missed opportunities, so be tactful.
April 1, have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go today.
April 1, why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox, and it must do by April 1. By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What's it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No, man, it very affordable.
Alright, come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information.
And that wraps up our program for today. Join us again tomorrow when we'll be in West Welland looking at the crops being focused on in that parish. I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.